7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Since 1965, an awful lot of this country's great pop music has been recorded in Nashville at RCA Studio A.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird.
Be then right here with my redneck white socks and blue ribbon beard.
But the building was bought by a developer, and Nashville was buzzing about the latest landmark lost to real estate development. Studio A was supposed to close for good next month. But a few weeks ago, it was saved. A Nashville preservationist put up the money to buy the building, and it looks like the studio will celebrate its 50th anniversary intact next year after all. Gianluca Tramontana went to pay a visit.
Make the world go away.
That's the first session ever recorded at Studio A. Eddie Arnold's 1965 hit, Make the World Go Away.
Say the things you used to say.
When producers Chet Atkins and Owen Bradley had RCA Victor build the studio, they designed it to fit the complex orchestration that was making Nashville rich.
Dottie West was recording here and had them change the lighting. Yeah,
for the past 12 years, Ben Folds has been running the space.
When you record lengthwise, meaning that the string section is facing you down the long way of the room, it's exceptionally real.
Walking in here is like walking into a ballroom. The ceiling's at least two stories high, with a wood floor that begs to be danced on. Even with five grand pianos, microphone stands, and guitar racks, it doesn't seem at all cluttered. There are even armchairs and couches arranged around a turntable in the corner, rather like a sitting room.
This is stack piano. Or in the era. I first recorded here when I was 22 years old in the early 90s, and I had a publishing deal, and that publisher put me in the studio to record demos like at midnight, basically, when no one else was recording.
That was when Ben Folds led the popular rock band Ben Folds 5.
And there was a for lease sign out front. And, you know, the place was a mess and had wires pulled out of the floor and stuff. And I came in and asked around and ended up being the tenant for the last 12 years.
Well, you can tell me then what's amazing about this room. Like, what is it that captivated you?
It's very versatile. I've recorded orchestras in here. Recorded solo on the piano. It's a place to record live music. That kind of space is becoming more and more rare.
It had to be you.
It had to be you.
I wandered around. I was here for one day that the Tony Bennett record was being made, and what I remember about that is he had a big band orchestra spread out around the room, and he was able to just make music completely naturally, sang perfectly. It was amazing. It's like, that's the beauty of this old school way of thinking. It's like your event is captured immediately. You don't have to work at it. My favorite recording in this room is Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
It's a spooky sounding recording. You can certainly tell that it was recorded in that era, and you can also tell that it was recorded live. And it's just a beautiful, ghosty recording.
Eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
Some of Nashville's great session players, they practically lived here. They recorded in three-hour blocks of time, according to musicians' union rules.
Almost every session, we did at least three songs, and very often four. That's an average of 45 minutes per song.
Well, I went to a dance and wore out my shoes.
Multi-instrumentalist Charlie McCoy has spent the last six decades moving from studio to studio. That's him on harmonica.
The rhythm section would be right here. The drummer was in here, and I was right beside him. The piano was pulled in close.
Norbert Putnam, celebrated producer, also played bass.
This was my last mistake.
That's him in Studio A with Willie Nelson.
That's all her heart could take.
A typical booking would be Al Hurt on a Monday. A 10 to 1, 2 to 5, and then the next morning at 10. Okay? And we would have 12 songs done by the next day at 1 o'clock.
That's an LP with a full orchestra finished in a day and a half. They captured lightning in a bottle.
Yes! Here comes Amos!
So different from how most recording sessions are done these days.
Sometimes they spend 2 of the 3 hours getting a drum sound.
Some modern studios aren't even built to fit a whole band.
I get called to play on some of these where I never see another musician. In the old days, they would capture a performance. Today, they create a performance.
We isolate everything and can record 100 instruments and then balance them in Pro Tools later.
I went to Studio A to find out what the magic of it was. The acoustic secret sauce. Finally, I asked Steve Durr about the studio. He's a world-renowned designer who's built recording studios for Disney and DreamWorks. It turns out the magic isn't really the acoustics.
How do I feel in this room? I feel very safe. I feel very comfortable. I'm not intimidated by anything about it at all, because sounds and music come from musicians. So spend time making sure they're comfortable, and that's what this room is magical about.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it.
Comfortable. That's not quite what I was expecting, but it makes sense. A good workplace removes the annoyances and lets you focus on the work, so a bunch of seasoned pros could come in, make an amazing record, and be done in time for lunch. Music lovers everywhere should be happy that Studio A wasn't torn down for condos. Because as the old saying goes, they just don't make them like that anymore.
Well, you still make great rooms, but you're not going to make one like this. A room like this is just, it was a one-time only deal. It was made when it was made by people who believed what they were doing at that time, put the materials in that they chose because they felt like it, and that's it.
For Studio 360, I'm Gianluca Tramontana.